The next day, Saturday, Aunt Polly told Tom he would not be allowed to play with his friends. Instead, he would have to completely whitewash the high wooden fence by their side yard and would have no free time until that was done well enough to pass her inspection. 30 yards of fence? This'll take me all day, moaned Tom to himself as he set the bucket of whitewash down on the sidewalk. Worse yet, he knew the other boys would tease him about being stuck there with his bucket and brush while they went off to play. But suddenly, inspiration struck. Bet it'll work, Tom grinned to himself, and he started whitewashing that high fence with long, smooth strokes, then stepping back to inspect his handiwork. A few minutes later, one of his friends, Ben Rogers, came by. Tom pretended not to notice Ben approaching, until at last Ben ventured,
You sure are mighty busy, Tom Sawyer.
Sorry, Ben. My mind was on this here fence.
I'll bet it was, laughed Ben. I'm a-going out swimming, and you have to stay here and whitewash a fence.
Have to stay? Tom replied. I wouldn't put it like that. I get to stay. It's not every day a boy gets to whitewash a fence.
Now, Ben had never considered things in this light. Suddenly, it seemed to him that his friend Tom had been given a rare and desirable opportunity. So Ben said,
Say, Tom, let me try it for a minute. Sorry, but Aunt Polly's mighty particular about how this fence looks. It takes a sharp eye and a sure hand.
I'll be careful, pleaded Ben. And look, I'll even give you my apple.
With reluctance on his face, but laughter in his heart, Tom allowed Ben Rogers to trade brush for apple and then sat munching away happily while his friend began to do Tom's chore. About the time Ben was worn out, another boy came along, and then another. And each time, Tom traded a chance at the fence for some boyhood treasure. In a few hours, the fence was brightly whitewashed. 3 coats. Meanwhile, Tom was the proud new owner of a kite, 12 marbles, a piece of chalk, a toy soldier, some tadpoles, 6 firecrackers, a dog collar with no dog. Why, according to the standards of boyhood, Tom was rich.
If only the fence had been longer, he thought. I could have traded with every boy in town for his best stuff.
Treasure and a successful trick. Now that was a satisfying day.